LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibrations Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Guys, this is Dave's Good Vibration Station. I'm your host, David Crockett, broadcasting from the beautiful Sherman Oaks space. The show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. We got a wonderful show lined up for you today. Wow, how lucky and blessed we are to be sitting in the studio with the one and only Skaya Indigo.
Ahoma takayase.
Thank you, brother. Well, as you guys know, Skaya is one of our you could call him a regular. He's definitely the Vibration Station family, along with a personal brother, and he is a family as well in all aspects, because we are all family, guys, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking about that along with a few other aspects of your human and not-so-human consciousness. And we are simply going to be focusing on expressing and disclosing information to you guys about some really awesome, kind of gnarly things that are like happening, occurring constantly, and that are occurring right now more than ever. Things that our planet is going through, what our bodies are going through, what our consciousness is going through, our energy fields, and what we can do to work with them. Thank you, Skaya. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing great. How
nice. You doing? I'm doing great. How you doing, Joshy?
I'm doing all right, David. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, brother. What a pleasure to have you as well.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, I love you, man. Let's hear it, Skaya. So, obviously, as we all know, when Skaya comes on the air, we need to listen because he is a messenger. And he is here to speak some real truth. Off the bat, do you just want to kick us off, brother, with what you think is most appropriate?
I think the most appropriate thing is honoring free will.
Okay.
And personal free will.
Beautiful.
And what the individual soul chooses.
Okay.
Whether it be to listen or not to listen. Whether to take it to heart or not.
Right.
To each their own experience.
Absolutely.
You know, we all walk through life every day with different interactions with different souls, and some generate a great positive, you know, flow within our being, physically,
absolutely,
spiritually, emotionally, mentally.
Yes.
And other times, not so harmonious.
Not so much.
Yeah. I'm going to try to refrain from using the word good or bad too much.
Beautiful.
We're going to try to leave this polarity consciousness.
Nice.
You know?
Yes. Yes.
And it seems to me from my personal experience in the recent year, a lot of people are becoming more harmonious with each other.
They absolutely are.
You know?
They absolutely
are. And they're putting their differences aside. And a lot of things from the past that, you know, we've clung on to and wanted to you know, hold against each other.
Right.
Just letting it go. Just letting it go. Letting it go. You know, it's like dawning of Aquarius. Here it comes.
Yeah.
It's all about letting go. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Sky, part of the reason why I love to have you on the show is because you have a way with words. You have a way of speaking and telling, just telling it the way that it is. And I guess what I'm going to ask you to do is for listeners out there that get it, they understand it, but it's not quite grasped. You know what I mean? It's not. I wanna bring everybody on the same level here. So, what we're talking about is there's absolutely paradigm shift is what I guess we could refer to it as.
Sure.
In the collective consciousness of planet Earth, and obviously in the consciousness of the individual in which creates the collective.
Mm-hmm.
Having this said, there's multiple events that have occurred on and off of our planet that have kind of shaped and formed the way that we are today. And if you guys notice, there's certain systems economically, sociologically, politically, that just aren't working for everybody. And what I'm saying is people have the idea, excuse me, what we are saying is a lot of people have the idea that there's limited resource, there's not enough, so only, you know, take what you can get, and then, you know, the rest, there's not enough for you, and there's just density and tension and just these low vibrations of not enough, there's not enough.
Scarcity.
Scarcity. The thing is, nothing could be further from the truth. There is no such thing as not enough. The universe is constantly, infinitely abundant. It's up to you whether you want to allow that abundance to manifest in your experience or not. So, Skaya, I'm going to kick this one to you and ask you, what is the best thing for a human's consciousness during this time of transition?
That's a big question.
It is.
So the only way I can possibly even tap on that is to relate that to myself.
Absolutely.
And,
please.
What I've found in the recent years is coming from a what's called a herd mentality.
Okay.
Just kind of going with the flow and nothing's going on and everything's going to be all right. And right. Everything is going to be all right in the big picture.
Right.
And as I started to grow and accelerate my longing for a grander perspective on life in this physical lifetime, it's all about diving in.
Right.
It's all about acknowledging the self and the true self, not denying.
Right.
You know, not hiding away, not putting things
Absolutely.
In the closet, saying I'll deal with it later.
Absolutely.
I found a lot of my relatives and a lot of my close relations have done that. And even in this current time now, a lot of these things are coming to the surface.
Right.
And being forced to look at.
Right.
In astrological terms, we can relate that to Saturn coming in as Scorpio, which is just, here comes the deep transformation.
Here we go.
And so what I found the best in my current life is to wake up every day and to ask myself, what can I do for somebody else?
Yeah.
I know what I can do for myself, and that's to keep myself healthy and keep myself centered. And after that, it's just about service.
Right.
You know, it's on this dharmic path. And what can we do for each other to make each other's life more harmonious and graceful? So then, in turn, we can do that for ourselves.
Right. Absolutely.
The reflection of, you know, what we do for ourselves is what we wish to do for others, and vice versa.
Absolutely.
So definitely I highly encourage anybody who's been definitely feeling this pull is to spend as much time in nature as possible.
Right.
And whether that be, you know, you're in a dense city environment and you're just hanging out next to a tree or
yeah.
in a park.
Right.
It's hard for Gaia's energy to come through concrete and just man-made blockages.
Right.
You know, plastic's a big one.
Absolutely.
Our feet and our shoes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Just to let listeners know, Gaia is a reference to Mother Earth, the planet in which you're probably on right now. Josh, my brother.
Yes, sir.
What are you thinking, man? What are you? I see Josh. He's sitting. He's looking. He's in his head. He's pondering.
I'm pondering. I have a pretty open mind, I might add. But
absolutely.
I have a very spiritual mom, and my dad. I'm sad to say, but yeah, he's a little close-minded. So it's like I'm a little neutral right now, but I'm absorbing what our guest here is saying, Skaya.
Absolutely.
He's opening my mind even more, so I'm trying to just still soak in
totally
what I'm hearing, but I'm having a great time here at the studio learning, so I'm just observing for right now.
Awesome, brother.
Until I have something to say or add.
Dude, no, you are just you being here is saying and adding. And yeah, I mean, I think that this is wonderful that Josh obviously he's in here with us. He's my co-host. But I'm saying that I think that this is cool that we're having this topic today, and having Josh in here, to kind of just have it be like, an in studio, like, you know, like there's somebody here that like Josh is like, he's like, this is like opening my mind. Like,
yeah,
you know,
it's an in studio lecture. Yeah, I like it.
It's an in-studio awakening. That's what we'll call it.
Oh, yeah.
An in-studio awakening.
That's definitely what it is.
So, absolutely. So, the idea is that we are... We're going to break it down. Just to kick this off for everybody, so we're all kind of flowing on the same idea, same page with creation, manifestation, you know, Gaia's energy, cosmic's energy. And the idea is that, you know, we absolutely are not a human being in a spiritual experience, but a spiritual being in a human experience. I'm sure that many people have heard that before. The idea being that we are true selves before you were ever, you know, before I was ever David, before Josh was ever Josh, and before Skaya was ever Skaya, somewhere on a non-physical plane, we were something. We were floating around, we were enjoying, and we were doing whatever we were doing, but we were not in the physical plane, but we were still existing, and we were still conscious of our existence. And of course, you know, when I say this to you, any skeptic out there could look at me and be like, well, there's no way that you can prove that. And the way that I can tell you is you can only prove that to yourself. I can't make you believe anything. But what we are saying is the idea is that spirit, that essence is part of, it is the whole, the universe, God, goddess, whatever you want to call it. The whole is the one, and the one is the whole. So the infinite is contained within the individual, and the individual is contained within the infinite. But the fact of the matter is, the idea is that there is no such thing as an individual. We all are one, just experiencing a different vibrational pattern, right? Therefore, we're just experiencing a different reality. If we were all experiencing the exact same vibrational pattern, then we would be the same thing. That's the idea. So now that that's out on the table, I want to kick into the next gear of, because we are spirits in bodies, blah, 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 and we have a mind, we have a human mind, we have a higher mind, we have intuition, all these aspects of our consciousness, anything that we think and anything that we expose ourself to, any of our senses, the senses that we aren't even aware of as human beings, that are being activated as well on a subconscious level and on a conscious level if you choose. But each and everything that you're experiencing, you're exposing yourself to, you're thinking is manifesting, is a creation. Everything around you is a creation of you. That's the idea that we're expressing. Now, if you don't believe in this, we're not scolding. We're not saying, you know, we're right and you're wrong. What we're saying is this works for us. it vibes, and we like it. We like to lead our experiences with the mentality that we are the master creators of our reality. And if it works for you, wonderful, awesome, I'm so happy. If it doesn't, that's okay. You'll have something that works for you just as well. So, Skaya, brother, in these times of ultimate creation,
I like how you put that.
It is ultimate creation. If you guys, okay, this is a question for the listeners out there real quick. Have any of you guys noticed in the past, I don't know, like year, let's go back to 2011 and then like take like just things that take your thought process, take, you know, let's say you think about somebody that you haven't thought of a while, and 5 minutes later you get a call from them. Like, you know, so let's take those kind of what you would call a coincidence, right? We'll take certain coincidences in 2010, 2009, 2008, and then let's come to 2011, 2012. If you guys notice, I'm sure that we could all agree that we've definitely had more intuitive experiences within the past few years. It's because we're all accelerating. We're all vibrating at a higher frequency because we're getting these energies, wafting energies from Mother Gaia, from the cosmos that are helping us, kind of pushing us in this wave to lead us over this little humpty hump shift into a higher consciousness. The idea of the shift is that we're going into a planet where it's pretty much heaven on earth. Everybody is unconditionally loving, everybody's conscious, and everybody is experiencing reality that works for everybody else in a peaceful manner. That's all it is. Everyone's happy, everyone's loving, everyone's excited to just be alive and be doing what they love to do. So, Skaya, the reason why I said ultimate creation, I'm gonna ask you something. It's a question, but it's like question statement. So, I believe that we are coming into an age where once, when I was born, all that I thought to myself was I need to be responsible for my actions. Here, the golden rule, if you don't have something nice to say, don't say it at all, right? Well, here's what I'm saying. I believe that we're coming into an age. No, I know that we're coming into an age. At least I am coming into an age. Where I am no longer, I can no longer be only responsible for what I do and what I say. I have to be responsible for what I think. Mm-hmm. Your thoughts are literally the exact, thinking something is the exact same thing as doing it. Literally. If you can think that and imagine that and create that in your consciousness and feel an emotion, feel an energy, feel a response from thinking something, it's the exact same thing as if you're doing it. Mm-hmm. Brain doesn't know the difference. So my question statement to you, Skaya, would be, can you expand on the idea behind just fully developing and allowing oneself to understand that they do create the reality that they're in? I
think it starts with, why do we start to think?
Okay.
The things that we're thinking.
Right.
And the basis of that, from my experience, is intention. Especially when you wake up in the morning.
Right.
You know, we all have different intentions for the day.
Absolutely.
When we meet different people, we have different intentions for our meeting.
Absolutely.
And I think it roots from that and starts to grow from that is the thought process of behind what the intention is.
Yes.
And like you said before, if you think it, it's the same thing as doing it.
Right.
And interesting enough, in my personal experience, if I think it, I will feel it.
Right.
And if you're thinking something that's probably not in the highest intention for
right.
yourself or this other being or other relation that's with you,
right.
you'll feel it.
Yes.
And you know it probably won't jive.
It won't serve you. It will serve you, but not in the way that...
It'll serve you in the way of a lesson.
Yes, exactly.
And it's been an interesting journey, at least in my own reality, to constantly come into these thought patterns, coming into these ways of thinking, which are not harmonious for the way I wish to live.
Right.
And it's a matter of catching yourself.
Mm,
and
it is.
And this is the part of the denial I was talking about. It's not denying that you just thought that.
Okay.
You know? And really sitting down with it and saying, okay, why are these thoughts coming up? And what part is of myself is trying to show itself to me right now?
Right.
And tapping into that and getting to the root of it, just like you want to pull out a weed, you got to pull it out from the root.
Right.
If you want that to leave your system and your reality, you got to get to the fundamental root of why it's there.
Right.
Whether it be to serve, you know, your lower ways and, you know, your lower chakras or what have you. So in the sense of thought and manifesting your reality is truth.
Right.
You know, if you're true to yourself, you can't be wrong.
Right.
And exactly. It's interesting because what one person's truth is to themselves can be another person's Holocaust.
Yes.
You know?
It's true.
And I put that an example in the Holocaust.
Right.
You know?
Right.
What Hitler, if you actually read the history of the psychology of Hitler and what he was going through, he thought he was doing a righteous thing.
Right.
And who are we to say anything about what he was feeling?
Totally.
It was for his own karma, for his own soul's evolution.
Right.
So we can relate that to ourselves and say, well, I know what I'm doing is right and true and the highest for myself, and yet you might get bombarded by, you know, your relations or things of this nature. And you can either look at it as, am I doing something wrong? Or you can look at it as a test to see if you're really integral in what you're feeling.
Right, right. Absolutely, absolutely. I feel, yes, it is a test. It is a question. And it's an opportunity for you to teach yourself. You know, it's an opportunity for you to step up to the plate and become a better person, you know? Not saying, no, excuse me, because you're right, we're trying to... It's not that one is better or worse, but you become a person of a higher vibrational frequency. One is not better than the other. All experiences are valid and equal, but one is different than the other, and one is happier than the other. We can put it that way.
In a less dense space.
Yes, less dense. Absolutely. Less dense. Less dense space. Sky, is something that I want to tap into. Oh, just to let anybody know, if you are interested, you can call in live on the air. Talk to Sky Indigo himself, 323-203-0815. Once again, that's 323-203-0815. If you're just tuning in with us, we got Joshy, we got Sky. And today we are expanding your consciousness. We are talking about multiple aspects of the human experience, of the human mind, and as I said earlier, the not-so-human mind that we all are a part of. We are talking about how each and every single individual has the ability to create and manifest the reality in which they wish. What we are just coming into now is we're going to be talking about how doubts and fears, the physics behind a doubt and a fear. Mm-hmm. I just want to get that, because the first time that I actually learned the physics behind a doubt and a fear, it really made me not fear anymore. Mm-hmm. Right? When you understand the physics behind it, it warps your perception of why am I afraid? Like, what am I scared of? Listen, guys, if you want to email me, you can do so live on the air. That's davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, if you want to call in, that's 323-203-0815, 323-203-0815.
I had a quick question for Sky. I don't know if it's going to be a quick answer or not, but...
Please, brother, please.
I felt it coming through.
Yeah.
He was just like going back and forth between
them. Yeah. So, Sky, Well, obviously, we're here for a purpose, right?
Yeah, sure.
Right.
Yeah.
So, for the people out there who are having trouble finding their purpose, what do you suggest they do?
Ah,
good question.
I love this.
Yeah, beautiful.
Okay. There's something out there called universal law of free will. And that gets staggered and that gets thrown into a cage through our school systems and through our daily routines.
Right.
Because we feel like we don't have free will. We might exercise it in a small, minute part in our daily lives, but what is true free will? And to my definition of free will is doing everything and anything you wish to do, period.
Yes.
Period.
Period.
And so it was interesting. There's a video going around on Facebook right now.
Okay.
It said, what if money was not an object?
Mm.
And it shows the concept of, well, what if you didn't have to work for money? What would you do?
Right.
What if money, this monetary system, was not a focus
right.
of your routine?
Yes.
What would you do? And that would be my answer.
Yeah.
What would you want to do if the monetary system did not affect your reality?
Exactly.
You know, following the highest joy, following exactly what you tell yourself you want to do every single day.
Every moment of
exactly.
every day.
Exactly. And it's interesting how this concept of knowing what we wish to do that will make us happy, and yet we have this contradictory part of our brain that's been programmed in saying, well, if you do that, then you can't do this, and you can't do this, and you're not going to be able to do this, and blah, 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 blah.
Right.
So what part do you wish to nurture?
Yes.
Is it the part that's going to bring you the highest joy? Or is it the part that's going to please others through what we've all been conditioned into?
Right.
What if it's a bit of both?
If it's a bit of both, then it's a balancing act.
Yeah. And Josh, I want to say real quick, I feel like purpose, right? I feel like there's no definitive, like there's, okay, here's the thing. There's absolutely contracts that we make and absolutely agreements that we make on a fundamental soul level, right? Before we even reincarnate back into our physical experiences. But I feel like there's no built-in purpose. I feel like Sky absolutely answered the question. So just for listeners out there, Josh's question was, you know, what if you don't know how to exactly find your purpose, right? Well, I believe that purpose, your purpose is to laugh. Your purpose, why you experience, why you live, is to have fun, to love, to show other people how to love, to show other people how to laugh, to show other people what true joy is, and to simply just be in your highest state of joy.
Now, oh, I'm sorry. I don't
know. No, not at all. Go on.
I just had another quick question. Now, does this purpose have anything to do with fate? Does fate exist?
And fate is a powerful word.
Yeah.
Because fate can definitely open or close a mind.
Yes.
And to the work I do through astrology, it's interesting to see the repetitiveness and consistency of what a chart shows and what the soul actually expresses what they want to do. And it's usually 100% spot on.
Right.
And so to a certain degree, you could call something fated. But then again, during the universal law of free will, you have the total freedom to change your
fate. To change the fate, right? The idea is that nothing is built in. The idea is that there is no built-in meaning to anything, and you have been blessed with the ability to look at anything any way you want. Do you know how much of a gift that is? Check this out. I was listening to a video, Bashar. Check him out on YouTube. You will be doing yourself a favor. He says, it's not... okay, he goes, the universe loves you so unconditionally. This is what he says. I think it's beautiful, and when you hear it in these terms, it really makes sense. He goes, the universe loves you and cares about you so unconditionally that it actually will support you to believe that you are not unconditionally loved.
Exactly.
The universe loves you so much and is constantly supporting you in every which way that you wish on all aspects of your consciousness, everything you ask for, you get without fail. Flawless.
There is no fate.
There is no built-in meaning.
But
like
for
I said,
what we make for ourselves.
Exactly. Yeah. But I do believe, like I said, with fate, I do believe that there are certain contracts that we have made. But once these contracts are approached to us, we have the option whether we want to continue on, follow through with the contract, or start a new contract, start a new agreement.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's, you know, people always talk about, oh, fate and free will. You know, what's fate and free will? Well, you know, it is what you make it. Really.
It's like a cake.
Exactly.
What do you want to put into it?
What do you want to put into it?
You're going to be eating it.
I like that.
It's interesting. Yeah. You know, there was an interesting message that came and said, in a place where there is no need for physicality, and you're in the oneness of all of it, and you are everything, and you are nothing exactly at the same time.
Yes.
You can make a cake. You can create a cake, but you can't eat it because it's you.
Yeah.
You get that?
Absolutely.
But here, we can manifest our reality and experience it.
Right.
On a physical plane. And that's the gift.
Right.
That's one of the many gifts,
yes,
you know, that we have as being humans.
Right.
You know, and the experience of physicality and having a soul vessel and being able to walk,
yeah,
being able to taste, smell, hear, see, it goes on. It's all a gift. It's very beautiful that I see a lot of our relations might take for granted because they think it's normal.
Right.
But what happens when they're that close to crossing over?
Mm-hmm.
When they're that close to going home,
right,
on a soul level,
right,
and then when they see the light or they, you know, hear that voice and they're like, wait, no, I don't want to go, because the whole life flashes before their eyes and they're like, wait, I'm remembering that this is a gift.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's right, not about the price tag on it. It's, yeah, about what value you put into it.
Yes.
You can put, you know, I'm sorry, I'm like blanking out on this fake sugar.
Yeah.
Like, but you can
put Splenda?
Yeah, things, yeah, like that in your cake.
Right.
And enjoy it.
Right.
But you know what you're putting into it.
Exactly.
You know, or you can go, you know, whatever your personal, yeah, like, whatever your personal thing is.
Yeah.
I'm not saying one's better than the other. I know that each one goes through its own process, to each their own.
Right.
On that. But it's a good example, you know?
Yeah.
How do you want to make your cake? Because in the very end, you're the one that's going to eat it.
That is a beautiful example. That is a great example.
I love cake.
Then you love life, my friend.
You love it. You love it. Skye, I have to tell you something about Josh. Really, really. Josh is seriously one of the most, and people, for this is listeners out here, if you guys, well, I know you guys haven't met this kid, but really, talk about like a genuine being, just a super awesome on a soul level, a genuine person. Josh is right up there, man.
You're too kind, man.
It's true, bro. It's true. It fascinates me.
I even just met him today, and I can already feel it.
Right? Oh, it's just this genuine vibration.
There's
emanates.
Amazing vibrations in this room right now, guys.
Of course there
if
are.
If the listeners were here right now, thousands of listeners in this tiny little room.
There would be a loss of gravity because there's so much energy. There'd be zero G because the energy would just be like picking us up. We'd be like, whoa.
It's really, it's talking about energy. I have actually a pretty cool story.
Mm. Tell me, brother.
My mom is a Reiki healer.
Yes, she is.
And back in the day, when I was living in Granada Hills, my mom would have clients that would come over for Reiki healing. So a really cool story. This person named Ellen would come over, and she was one of my mom's clients that was getting Reiki healing. My mom would come up to me and be like, Josh, I want you to secretly take my position,
yes,
and try and heal her for yourself. She's not going to know.
Yes.
She's not going to know that we changed spots. I'm going to leave the room.
How old were you? Weren't you like seven?
I was like 6 or 7 years old. Okay, so Ellen is on her stomach laying on the ground.
Okay.
Getting her back healed by my mom. My mom secretly leaves the room. I come in and I continue. Ellen felt more energy. I'm flabbergasted.
Yeah.
Ellen felt more energy coming out of my hands than my mom, but she still thought that it was my mom doing the healing.
Right.
So it was really weird when my mom brought this story back into my
consciousness.
Consciousness, because I have to be truthful. I lost a little bit of spirituality over the last couple of years because no one really talked about spirituality with me. So I sort of lost faith in it.
No.
But now it's coming back up. Because I'm starting to get these stories back in my mind, and I'm starting to really, you know, reprocess all that's coming into my ears right now.
It's an appropriate time.
Yeah. So it's a really appropriate time to be learning something completely different. And now I'm starting back from square one. I want to, you know, relearn how to use energy in a positive way.
Yes.
So I'm really happy that we have Sky here.
Absolutely.
And it's an honor to have a person like this here talking about spirituality and our consciousness, because I'm actually learning a lot right now and I'm just having a really good time today.
Absolutely. And I'm sure the listeners are too. And that's the whole thing about coming on the show. It's the whole idea. The only reason why we show up here on Sundays is because we love to do it. And we enjoy it, and we are passionate about it, and we're in our excitement. And on a deeper level, like the content in which we talk about is that's the value of the show, is the content, right? It's because we enjoy talking about it. I get passionate, I get excited when we talk about this stuff, and when Sky is here, and when Josh is here, and when everybody's just vibing, and when I get emails from you guys, like, you know, Dave, that was cool how, you know, I've had like people email me about like certain like spiritual experiences, and like, oh, that's crazy, and you know, I've talked about certain things, and it's just awesome that people are vibing to this, and that people are riding this wave, this super cosmic wave of love. And Josh, to go off of your story, I think that's beautiful. That is such an amazing thing. You honestly, dude, like, it is so it's super apparent, like, especially now that you mention it, you're definitely a naturally born healer. Absolutely.
I want to add on that.
Yeah, please.
As he was talking, I mean, he's visually,
right.
Josh is sitting next to me, to my left.
Right.
And I was just looking at him, and I had this vision. And I saw this vision of him standing over a client and just busting it out.
There you go.
I mean, it's in your system.
It's in your
it's
system,
in your field,
bro.
And it's really cool. It's just a matter of... You know,
remembering
and yeah. cultivating it and
yeah.
becoming a master again.
Yeah,
a lot.
Totally.
A lot.
It's like with anything, Sky said something beautiful to me yesterday. Sky and I were hanging out, putting some musical vibrations out into the universe. When it's here, let it go. To walk away, we're here now,
okay.
And we're here to stay. No, it's a great song. It is. I love it. So, what Sky has said to me, he goes, listen, bro. He's like, you have to nurture your what was that? He goes, like you have to pick your weeds out. You know?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's like your body and with anything you do on top, Sky yesterday, I believe he was more referring to the body, mind, spirit, and how it's like a garden. It really is. And you need to tend to your garden and pluck out all the weeds, make sure you water it, make sure you give it the nutrients, the natural nutrients that it desires and loves and all these things. But I'm saying, just like the human body, the human intention is a garden as well. And when I say that, what I mean by that is, for example, Josh, right? When Josh was 6 years old, he was walked in, bam, super powerful energy, awesome healer, bam, okay. You know, I'm sure that because that is already a garden in you, that is already a seed, you know what I mean? And this goes for anybody. I'm just using Josh as an example. You know, this is for anybody that wants to do anything in their life. This is for anybody that wants to do anything. This is for anybody following their excitement. it's a garden. And you nurture it. You tend to it. You look at it. If you actually view your experiences and your intentions as like a garden, as something that you grow, but you control the growth. Mm. You control the soil. You are the soil. You are the water. You are the plant. You are everything. Because it's all a part of you.
That's
you
cool.
know?
Yeah.
So.
That's really cool.
For people out there, we just need to tend to our gardens.
Exactly.
You know?
I actually, guys, listeners, in the studio right now, we have a pretty cool setup. Skaya and David.
We absolutely do. We do have a wonderful vibration in the studio.
Skaya and David brought in some cool looking crystals. I guess it's for having to do with positive energy, but I'm not exactly sure. So I'm gonna pass the mic to Skaya.
I want to see.
We got 1, 2, 3 crystals set up on our desks here. So I just wanted to learn a little bit more about these things, and I think the listeners do too.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah.
Well. This big boy here.
it's so difficult to explain something in this studio.
This particular crystal is a 24-facet Vogel.
Okay.
So for those who are familiar in the crystal department, we'll know what that is visually.
How big would you say that is?
This is about 7 inches long.
Okay.
And about 2.5 inches in diameter.
Right.
And
just
Vogels,
so people have an idea.
Yeah, and Vogels start from a single point, expand out, kind of like a diamond. If you saw it from this perspective, it looks like a diamond.
Absolutely.
And then it'll intersect with the 24 facets and then start narrowing down to a point,
right,
almost like a scepter.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like a magic wand.
It does.
And that's exactly what it is.
Yes.
You know, your intuition says, well, I'm guessing that the energy will come through here and go through that point. It's just like a finger.
Yeah.
And so that's exactly what it does. Having any quartz in the room will clear all the energy, and, you know, our fields and our minds. So that's why I wanted to bring it in. So we are all potentially being, you know, assisted to be in our clearest ways right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, the idea behind the crystals is that obviously, you know, to exist, to exist, whether on a physical or a non-physical plane, you require an energy, a vibration. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to exist. What's keeping you alive? What's fueling your existence? Nothing. Energy. So you're alive. You're energy. With energy, what creates the energy is a vibration. Mm. You can imagine like little molecules, cords, just all vibrating together to create the illusion that it is solid, at least on a three-dimensional plane. And the idea behind the crystals is that each crystal has a different vibration to it. And with the human body and the human mind, we are constantly receiving and giving frequencies, vibrations, thoughts, bam, constantly, 100% of the time. There, we can't not if we have a brain. It's just not going to happen. You're going to emanate and you're going to receive. So part of that is using that ability to emanate and receive energy to our advantage. And then Gaia, of course, Mother Earth, has blessed us with these beautiful, beautiful gems that require, or not require, that obtain a vibration that could actually work with our human consciousness and to raise that and to use the crystal as a guide, almost. Use a crystal as a book. You read it. You get the knowledge. You feel its vibration. And then it leads you, if you allow it to. It really can take you.
And it's I also really want to acknowledge, because I just got a word from the Stone Nation.
There you go.
You know, this is
beautiful.
And they're representations of that particular nation. And if you think about it, what is this planet made out of?
Yeah.
It's, you know, a, it's a giant stone. It's a giant stone nation.
Yeah.
And, you know, they say back in the ancient times where they made these megaliths and giant structures out of stone. And they're like, how the heck did this happen? You know, we can't do it now. We can't do it with our own, like, you know, 3D technology and then our heaviest cranes and blah, blah, blah. How did we do it?
Right.
There's a lot of indigenous tribes that say, well, you just talk to them.
Yeah.
You just talk to the stone people and ask them if they'll move. Yeah. And, you know, you go to sleep and then you wake up and they're Yeah. Either on top of each other or where you ask them to be. And wow. It's all about the intention.
Exactly.
It's, again, we're going back into the basic of it all. It's the root of thought. It's intention. And it plays a huge role in how you work with the particular stone nations that are, you know, here to help us on a vibrational level.
Yes.
I mean, you can go out and even put your hand on the asphalt.
Yeah.
You'll feel a vibration.
Yeah.
It may not be the most amazing vibration you might get from like a crystal in like a gem shop.
Right.
But you'll get a vibration because it's the stone nation that's speaking through, that's saying either I'm happy that I can serve in this way or I'm quite disappointed in how you're treating us.
Yeah.
You know, one way or the other.
Right.
It's unconditional love.
It is.
That's what nature provides, and that's what nature is a teacher for, is unconditional love.
Yes.
I mean, you look at a tree. Okay, we give it life and it gives us life. It's a mutual exchange.
Yes.
And in the process, it's a natural cycle.
Yeah.
But when we cut it down, what do we give back to it? Nothing.
Wow.
We take it and we give nothing back. And we use it for our own ways, whether it's to build a shelf, to build a chair, to build your house. But the tree nation, the plant nation, knows this and fully accepts it because it loves you unconditionally, just
right.
like you were talking about.
Right.
And eventually it comes to a point where we start realizing, you know, because the lack of mutual exchange in love
right.
will cause things to go out of balance.
Yes.
And absolutely. Once that happens, it'll hit our highest way, you know, hit our consciousness
right.
and say, wait a minute. Something's wrong here, you know, and it'll start showing through the ways that Gaia functions normally, whether it's, you know, the ozone doing what it's doing or different, you know, different species going extinct because we're taking, you know, forests out and things of this nature.
Right.
So it's all interrelated, you know.
Absolutely.
You can even look at, like, go underneath the concrete and go underneath all the asphalt and even go underneath the dirt. We're all connected at the roots.
Right.
We all are, even as human beings.
Yes.
Energetically, if you saw the cord
absolutely.
That everyone was connected to, you wouldn't see anything else. It would
right.
just be a facet of just cords everywhere, interlocking every single being on this planet.
Right.
So,
which is then interlocking to everything
else. Everything else, exactly.
Everything else, yeah.
If we had the higher dimensional visualization that, that we're developing and we're
exactly.
remembering and coming back into,
exactly.
you'll see that if you touch somebody, how that affected you, the surrounding, and the cosmos exactly in that instantaneous time.
Right.
And we'll feel it. We feel it now when you push somebody, you know. How does that make you feel? You know, that was how it affected your cord with that specific individual.
Right.
And how does that affect that individual to their surrounding
right.
and then to their higher mind? It just goes on and on and on. So everything's a chain reaction.
Yes. Yes.
And that's why in the nations, the turtle nation,
right.
it's such an important teacher, you know, especially grandmother turtle. Why do they walk so slow? Why does everything around us seem so fast, but they walk so slow? And it was said that every single step they take, they know exactly why they're taking that step. And it's all because of love.
Oh, that's beautiful. You absolutely do learn a lot from the things in your surroundings. It's fascinating when... do you see people... It's all about just viewing reality in a higher vibration, in a higher vibratory light. It's seeing it in a different way. Instead of looking at something, and I was telling Skye this, instead of looking at something and labeling it, that's a tree, that's a computer, you know, like, no, you look at it and you understand that it has its connections, it has its family, it has its understanding, it is its own entity. Tree nation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Stone nation, butterfly nation, turtle nation. It's all just a different way of perceiving it, right? It's all a different way of looking at it. And honestly, it's like a much more preferable way of looking at it as well, at least for me.
It's the native way.
Right.
You know,
right.
The indigenous way of looking and remembering how to be harmonious with the earth again.
Absolutely.
We're all guardians, you know, for a specific part of this planet.
Yes.
And so it's time to assume responsibility.
Yes, it is.
And not be in denial.
Yes, absolutely. Brother Skaya, I want to thank you so very much for coming on the show.
Yeah, it was really great having you on the show.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming out.
Blessings. Ahomatakiase.
It is a blessing, brother. You know that you are constantly receiving unconditional love, light, joy, happiness, and laughter from everybody in the Vibration Station crew. Skaya loves you, Josh loves you, and Davey loves you.
That we do.
Just know that you are the master creator of your world, and you are the most powerful person in the universe. I love you. We love you. Thank you, Skaya. We'll see you next Sunday, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
But that's too fast to express how much I love you and all the selfish things you put me through. Well, who am I to judge? I made some stupid choices too. Regardless, I'm just living it up. I'm blind to the negativity. Floating in a golden lotus, that's where I'll be. This experience is such a blessing. Motherfucker, stop asking questions. Your soul knows that this defeats the purpose. Close your eyes and let me be your wordsmith. Y'all, I miss those days, chilling on the moon with the guitar, spitting phrase. But now I'm in another days, unconditionally missing y'all in all the silly games like when we used to play and see how fast we can smoke out of roar.